Okay.
You ready? It's 6:30 p.m., so we'll go ahead and call the Land, Natural Resources, and Cultural Preservation Committee meeting to order, July 14th, 2015. We have invocation. Mr. Proctor, would you do the invocation for us, please? Amen. Have a roll call by our legislative clerk, please.
Darrell Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Joyce Deere.
Present.
David Nichols.
Present.
Mitch Jack.
Here.
Mr. Chairman, I have 5 present and 0 absent.
5 being present, 0 absent. Does constitute a quorum. All business transactions will be valid through our committee. Approval of minutes for July 16th, 2015. We'll give a few minutes to review them and we'll take a motion. I apologize, that's June 16th.
Make a motion, I'll look the minutes to June 16th.
Motion been made by Mitch Jack for approval of minutes for June 16th.
Second
by Mr. Randolph. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The ayes have it.
I'll just put some out, Chairman, real quick. On the second page, this says 3 in favor, 0 against. Mm-hmm. The votes says 3 no's.
Okay, we'll have the clerk correct that, make the corrections on that. Please. Thank you. Moving on to the order of business, we have TR15-106. A tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a graduate research assistantship contract with the University of Alabama for the research identifying Muscogee Creek affiliation archaeological sites. Sponsors Mr. Mitch Jack.
Make a motion for due pass.
Motion has been made by Mr. Jack for due pass. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Proctor. This bill has been, it was postponed in our last meeting, so we'll bring it out and address it in this meeting. Have a second by Mr. Proctor. Discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to bring Ms. John Jacobs.
Ms. Jacobs, come forward, please. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. I apologize, I wasn't here last time with Leanne. Kind of have a little packet for each of you guys. This is a continuation of our contract that we'd like to do with Mr. Clay Nelson. Here you go.
Thank you.
Clay is a PhD student at the University of Alabama. He has been researching for us some tribally affiliated connected sites in the Tennessee Valley area. This all came about, we started this research last summer. And the reason for this is because we had been having issues in some of our NACRA cases when we were looking at the unaffiliated remains and burial objects. The issue out there right now, and this is something that all Southeastern tribes face, is that while there is research on all these earlier Mississippian time periods, there's no connections to our tribe or other tribes connecting us. We have research in archaeology going back into historic times, but connecting the historic to the prehistoric, it's not there right now. We've talked to several folks out in the Southeast that we know, archaeologists, and we thought, well, maybe we're just not looking at the right research when we're trying to do this. And they said, no, the thing is, it's just not present yet. So there's a gap in time. And one of the things, I brought Clay's resume. I provided that last summer, too, for you all when we first did the first contract. This like a little illustration here of the timeline. It shows where the historic period is and then down here where the Mississippian time period is. And so there's this gap. And so the protohistoric period, that's where the gap needs to be filled at. And then you can make those connections on down. So you show known creek sites up here, Mississippian peoples down here, but we need to make this connection in between. Like I said, this is an issue for all Southeastern tribes. instead of waiting for some researcher out there at another university to try to say, hey, I want to do this, we instigated this research with the University of Alabama. We said, this is an issue we have. We want to start this, and we want to try to see what we can do. We talked with the folks at University of Alabama, and they hand-selected Clay for us. He's a young man that has a great deal of integrity. He's a good researcher. He's worked at Moundville for quite some time. His thesis was just wonderful, and I provided that last time in the summer. And he's been a wonderful researcher for us on this project. And when we started, we were hopeful that we could make these connections. And it's something that's, people haven't even looked at this for over 50 years. And so this is brand new for Southeastern archaeology in some ways. It's very new to do this. And so when Clay started going, I thought, well, I'll wait and kind of see what kind of research gets gathered to see if we want to continue this for the following years. And it's connecting. He's starting to see those connections, and it's just amazing for us. He recently just helped us with one NACRA claim that we had, actually with the Peabody Museum and Yale University. So they had actually sent us a NACRA claim, claiming that the remains were affiliated with the Cherokee. I sent the information to Clay. He gave us some things to question on within his perspective. Leanne looked at it too. And then I just got word back just today. We had sent in a claim, and I gave you a copy of the claim that we sent in your packet. It's in there. And so we sent in our reply, and we hadn't heard back yet, and all the tribes got to send in what they thought, and we had a teleconference call. But today I just got the message that they've submitted a recommendation to the Peabody Administration for affiliation with the Alabama Cushata, Muscogee Creek Cushatas, and Alabama Cossardes, just as we had requested. And so they're just waiting for the final approval of that. So his research is really becoming meaningful to us now in things that we deal with on a daily basis. So we're very hopeful that as we build this research over time and locations, that we can get even more information gathered. And when this comes about, and it's going to take years to get different locations studied like this, but it's just going to blow the world away as far as Southeastern archaeology. It's going to fill those gaps in time that have never been filled before. So, and it's based on what we need. It's based on when they say, oh, who started this? It's going to be Creek Nation.
So, that'd be great.
It's going to be amazing. It really is. And it's already, it just gives us chills to think about, because it's already, we're seeing those connections, and Clay's helping us make those. But I put in your packet too. He did come out about a week ago and did a presentation for us. We had some of the council members there. Second Chief was there. And he presented his research that he was doing so far. And I provided some of the packets and some of the maps that he provided to the group. So you'll have that in your packet too.
So. Thank you. Any questions from Ms. Jacobs?
I do.
Mr. Jack?
This is for 2016?
I'm sorry?
This
yes.
Is for 2016?
Yes, 2016, from October till September.
Okay. But do you have enough for 2015?
No. Yes, yes, he's all good for 2015.
Okay.
And this will be based on if our budget passes. So we've included in our fiscal year 16 budget as well. So this is contingent upon the budget passing.
Okay. Because the reason why I'm asking is we don't know where the funding source is going to come from.
Right.
So if this was postponed another month, would that hurt anything?
It probably would for them, because if for say you the council decided not to pass it and that funding wasn't there, that would put him in quite a bit of a state right before his next year. So we're trying to work with the University of Alabama too, to get somewhat of an idea of what might happen next year. We don't want to put them in too hardship. If we think that it may not go through, then hopefully something else could happen there. But we'd like to at least get this step of it done if we can, for the pre-planning for everybody involved. And like I said, they understand it's contingent upon the budget passing whenever those budget meetings are. So.
That's all I'm worried about, is where the funding source
right.
is going to come from.
Right.
And then the controller's not here. So.
Right. And we have it in the same location we had last year, so.
This is just for the agreement. She said the funds will be coming out of CAP, their budget.
Oh.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Exactly, yeah.
It's the agreement.
I'm sorry.
So no funds.
Right. No funds tied to this. Okay. It's just the agreement. Yeah.
I'm just thinking ahead.
Okay. Sorry.
Don't hurt.
Okay.
Is that all you had?
Yeah.
Any questions? Want to miss out of the table? Mr. Randolph?
No.
No questions?
Mr. Sprockrop.
Oh, Mr. Sprockrop, hold on.
So what program are you paying as?
It's coming out of our gaming budget.
All of it?
Yes, yes. And that's what we did last year. We moved around a couple positions last year to another budget, and that was allowed us to actually decrease our indirect cost too for the gaming budget. So.
And I think another question was, you know, the young lady you had sent in before,
yes,
why she couldn't be doing something like this.
Leanne, if she had nothing else to do, she could be doing this. Mm-hmm. Clay's doing this 24/7. This is what he's doing. Leanne already has several projects that she has lined up that she does. She already works, you know, she's she already works over 40 hours a week. She's out in the field constantly. Sometimes it takes weeks to get those surveys done. She's working on surveys on trust lands, on restricted lands. She's also helping us with all the several of our pipeline reviews. We've got about 6 large pipelines going through Creek Nation, our homelands. Those reports are about 2 big binders. She's got 2 big binders for one small section and one pipeline to review, and hundreds of sites. So she's got her plate pretty well covered right now. So we want to make for sure we keep her where she's at, and we don't try to deter her too much into something else, because this is very time consuming. This isn't something that you could just put like a few hours a week into. This is something that needs to be full time. And with this project, the nice thing about having Clay and the University of Alabama involved is we get Clay, plus we get the people there at the University of Alabama that are assisting. We get his chair, we get the assistant director of the Office of Archaeology there at Moundville. We also get Mr. Eugene Fittato, that's been there over 40 years. He's head of collections at Moundville. And so you're getting 3 people that are very well educated and knowledgeable in Southeastern Alabama archaeology assisting on this too. So it's kind of like, I always say it's kind of like that show on Friday nights called The Shark Tank. You know, when somebody goes in, they're looking to team up with a billionaire, and then they get 2 sharks and it's even better. So we get all these wonderful resources of University of Alabama. Clay's also been very beneficial with us to help keep us informed of what's going on in Alabama, and especially with the porch. He let us know at the meeting, and let some of our Hickory Ground members that were there know that Professor Cottier passed away earlier that week. If you don't know, Professor Cottier is one of the 2 archaeologists that dug up Hickory Ground. So he's just been an excellent contact for us too, keeping us involved with what's happening out there.
Good. So. Thank you. Any more questions?
So basically, his internship is doing what you just explained. Mm-hmm. What is this here with his in-state tuition on that?
Right. So with this kind of this is an assistantship, graduate assistantship. And so those are often, they're different than an internship. With graduate assistantships, usually you do have tuition involved, you have all those means involved to help support that student. And this is a very specialized one that we worked out with the University of Alabama. Because it's geared towards what we want. It's very centered that direction. But those are usually included in a graduate assistantship, because in a graduate assistantship, that student, their goal is just to work on that one project, whether it's a teaching assistantship, research assistantship. They're not allowed to have any other job at that time. And that's why I said he's working this 24/7. So that's part, the universities usually always include that. I know they did whenever I was in graduate school.
So the total is he'll be receiving is $55,000.
Correct.
And his graduate assistantship, his total there is, and benefits with his salary is $33,000.
Correct. And that really breaks down, if you had to break that down to hiring somebody full time here, that really breaks down to about a $30,000 salary, you know, plus our indirect costs, plus our fringe. You cannot get one PhD student or even a master's student to come on board that specializes in Southeastern archaeology for $30,000. So you think we're getting Clay, we're getting the other 3 well-known individuals, and we're getting all the benefits of Moundville University of Alabama for that cost. It's the biggest bang for our buck we could ever get.
Thank you. Any more questions? No questions. We'll do a roll call vote, please.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
George Steer?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That motion is approved by the committee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on down our agenda, we have TR-15-125, a travel resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a memorandum of understanding between the Muscogee Creek Nation and the city of Eufaula, Oklahoma. Sponsor is Toad Barnett. We need a motion. Motion for a due pass by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jack. Discussion? Barnett?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm good. Charlie, you're here to speak for this? I will turn the floor over to Charlie.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
This is 1/10 of a mile down there by our Eufaula Indian community. Going east, there's about 6 businesses in there. At the time, whenever we went down there and talked to those businesses, they donated $500 apiece to go in and for us to go in and chip and seal. It cost us about $13,000 to chip and seal their little area, but while we were down there, we also chip and seal the parking lot of the community center down there. And that was just a quick fix. That was just to get them by until we get this 1/10 of a mile added into the inventory. Then we can take our federal dollars that go in there and we can asphalt it and build that road right. So that's what that is, that 1/10 of a mile. We're just adding it to the inventory so we can use federal dollars to spend on it.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Mr. Bissarich or the committee? No questions? Do a roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Yes. Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4-0, 4-4, and 4 getting none. 4 to 0. That motion is passed. NCA 15-160, a law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, authorizing a supplemental appropriation to the Tribal Driveways Program, fiscal year 2015 budget. Sponsor is Mr. Proctor. Do we have a motion?
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mr. Proctor.
Second.
Second by Ms. Deere. Discussion?
I believe we have Jim Bosky here.
Okay. Mr. Bosky?
You know, with that, or funds being as what they are, I don't know. We'll listen to what we
okay.
have
Okay. Yeah, we'll listen to decide and make a decision, committee. Welcome, Mr. Bosky.
Hello. Thank you for having me or letting me be here. Like I said, the paper reflects we're putting in a request to appropriate some special gravel money. I'll get it
we're
out.
We're both having trouble.
Yeah. for the amount of $50,000 due to the heavy rains that we have gotten that has depleted our current amount. I know on the latest printout, the SEBA, it shows 20 encumbrance and 20 available, which them numbers are not true numbers for the fact that some invoices has been turned in here recently and some that are fixing to go in. So out of that 21 that shows net available, there's going to be just over 5,000 left in that. And then, like I said, the encumbrance amount there for 21 is going to be, like I said, not even close to that once all the invoices come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, the main reason is just to do all the rain. We're having to fix stuff more than usual than what we run across, you know, because you're talking about a lot of total washouts. Whereas where you could fix it for $1,000 is taking $2,000.
Mm, double?
Yeah, double. And stuff like that. And then the other part was the seeking the appropriation for a second tractor for the program to speed things up. We're working as fast as we can, but we're not working fast enough for some folks. So, you know, we do have just one crew that goes out, but at least in another tractor we can kind of split the guys up and get them both taken care of.
Okay.
So that's the reasoning for the request.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Bosky? Mr. Randolph?
Mr. Sarge would like to add something else.
Mr. Sarge?
I can probably give you some insight on his tribal driveways because that's part of the collaboration effort that I've put together since I came in federal roads. Me and Jimmy in his program has collaborated money together to cut costs of each program. So we've done a lot of church parking lots. We've done a lot of roads. We go in and place tin horns. We place gravel, and we split the cost between his program and mine. So he does run a good program. So we're all working together trying to get a bigger bang for the dollar. So I'm a pretty big supporter of the Tribal Driveways because we are working together getting a lot done.
Thank you, Mr. Sarge.
Can you pay for this?
Half of it, what I usually pay.
Mr. Randolph, you have anything? Any else? Comments?
So what needs to be done with this if we don't have any funding for this right here?
Well, I wish the controller was here tonight. We'd know more about where we stand, but I don't think it's going to be good news when we hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could go ahead and pass it out to committee, and then Saturday, you know, the controller could be there and advise us if it's refundable or not. So we could get it that far.
We passed the contract help out of committee knowing we would have to amend it to lower it because what was asked for was over $4 million and we don't have it. What Patricia said was she might maybe be able to come up with around 3, right? Isn't that what she said? But we're not going to be anywhere near 4, and that was aside from any appropriations that were going to be made this month.
So. And when she appropriates that 3, that's going to knock out. Well, that's the most important thing right now, contract help.
It is.
But that's going to take away from everything else, which that doesn't matter right now. It's contract help what matters.
So, I mean, I don't know. We'd be getting more interest on the permanent fund next month, right? That'd be our quarterly allocation. So next month would be in a better position.
That'll pretty much be spent when we get it, too, though, you know. So. My comment is time to tighten up on everything right now. So, thank you. Did I get in your way?
No, that's fine. Go ahead, Terry.
There may be a way out of the situation with Jimmy. You know, the interest monies that I have from our millions that sit there for our federal roads is our own money, the tribe's money. It don't belong to the federal government. It's our own. And that's what I use to do ceremonial grounds, and we do churches, we do community center parking lots. If you put some legislation together for $50,000 just to hold him over and allow me to use that money, then we could use that money for his program until we find a way to come up with funds to start supporting some of the programs. I mean, it's our money, so if you guys want to do legislation and allow me to use $50,000 of my interest money, I'd be more than happy to do that.
There you go.
Mr. Attorney General, is that possible?
Yeah.
Somebody wants to say that.
Well, it's considered a tribe's money.
Yeah,
it's not federal money. It's money that I get off of all those millions of dollars set there, and we're not spending all at one time. And it accumulates and accumulates, and I try not to spend it on anything unless it's for tribal programs.
If the sponsor of this bill would want to go ahead and postpone this bill indefinitely and come back with another bill, that's going to be a recommendation.
I think we can do that and do like what Charlie was
okay,
saying.
Okay, and y'all can get together and discuss it,
mm-hmm.
Come up with a solution.
Yeah, we'll try to.
Okay. No problem.
Yeah,
like I said, all I'm doing is asking.
Some money.
and I know a lot of people need that.
Yeah.
In the rural areas, I mean, the roads are awful, and all the counties don't have any money. I know that.
Yeah.
But Charlie, you can help us out. We can definitely get that going.
Yeah. We'll just keep going until we can't go no more. You know, it's. We, like I said, we do still have some floating out there that we're still working with. So.
Just don't get in the red.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I've never been there, and don't plan on getting there.
Well, thank you.
You know.
So I make a motion to postpone this indefinitely.
Motion has been made by the author to postpone NCA 15-160 indefinitely. We'll do a roll call vote. Discussion?
Second.
Discussion?
Second.
Oh,
I'm
second. Oh, I'm sorry.
Second.
Now roll call.
Second, Ms. Jack.
Ms. Jack. I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I?
Get my man.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That bill is postponed indefinitely. Thank you, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence from Possible Solutions. Moving on to order of business.
You got my number?
Yes, I'll call you in the morning before I get that way.
Moving on, NCA 15-161, allow the Muskogee Creek Nation authorizing a budget modification in excess of 10% for the Muskogee Creek Nation Realty and Trust Department 2015 budget. Sponsor is Ms. Jack. Do we have a motion?
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Deer. Discussion?
Mr.
I think
Chairman.
Sonya's here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ms. Lynch, would you come forward, please?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Don't give me that white man's name anymore.
I'm saying Sonya. How's that?
Macintosh. Okay. We apologize.
It's just Miss Sonya.
Okay. Now, given the current situation, I feel bad. Now I want to help Jimmy. So, if there's any way I can help Jimmy, y'all tell me. Because I feel like I'm going to have money left over. So. I wish the controller was here so I can help Jimmy. Yeah. So, what do you want me to do?
Well, Mr. Sarge is going to help you now. So
okay. If I have money left over, I want to help Jimmy because I know he has a good program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll go over your program right now. So. You got a good program too.
I feel bad. Okay. Basically, what I'm trying to do is move my money because I'm going over my 10% cap. I have a wonderful, we're involved with a wonderful training program called ICC Indian Enterprises. And last year we had them here for a week doing training, and I want to have them back again to do some training. And it's going to be open to council members, to citizens, to Indian landowners, free of charge. Where they couldn't get that training anywhere else, and my staff's going to be here. They're going to do Indian land titles and deeds and encumbrances and lease contracts. And I have this, and it's kind of, it's just, I house 17 staff members. So it's, I'm increasing my travel, but we only go to these trainings, and they get their certificates. They get their level one Indian land professional certificate, level two, and the Indian land professional certificates. So if anybody want to look at that. Also, I'm increasing the supply line item because half of my staff has out-of-date computers, and we use those for basically our PVPs. I don't know if y'all, if you've been in my office, you've heard us say that. We look up aerials, land maps, and half the time when we're doing that, our, like today, we were looking at one for a client, and the computer just went dead. We also use those in conjunction with our TAMS computers from the BIA. And so there's about nine. I think I put eight, but one of the girls said, why can't I get one? Because mine just died today. So they really need computers. I also increased the equipment line item. We are probably one of the few offices that do land inspections that don't have an ATV. If y'all have seen our vehicles, I have a 1999, 2000 little Ford Ranger truck that one of my guys drive, and we have a Ford Explorer, and they can't get out to those rural areas, and so I'm going to get an ATV and a trailer. Filing fees, we're filing trust probates now in the county courthouses where we're only filing in our LTRO. Working in conjunction with Frank on mapping everything, so we're surveying everything we've got. And while I had the money, I moved everything what was in excess over to surveys, so we're surveying everything we've got. Y'all have any other questions?
Any questions? Okay. Mr. Tiger?
We might dodge on property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
What is the current number supposed to be on the change amount? Let's see where I think it should be 113 and it shows 10,000. Is that what that shows?
I have 103 on my paper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because
our
email
that we have shows
10. I put it on silent. He's seen me.
What are you looking?
It's 100.
There's a
3
missing. It's 103,000, the amount that...
You need your glasses.
Yeah. It's not there.
That says $10,000, does it not?
Somebody scratched it out because it's special.
Mine says
103,000.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. He did it himself.
Okay. Any more questions?
I feel better now.
Okay. Committee, have any questions? Okay, we'll do a roll call vote on her budget. Are you still explaining everything?
Yeah, well, the TAMS budget is actually behind it, and that's a one-time budget, and I just moved money up to salaries. There's actually a good story behind that one if you want to hear that one.
Go ahead.
I had that TAMS budget, and yeah, I know y'all have heard me say TAMS and TAMS for years. I hired some people from the college temporarily, and I increased that line item because I hired two people that graduated from the Crete College, and I increased that because they're full-time employees now. They were part-time and they're full-time because they graduated from the college. So, yay. They graduated from our college. So.
Thank you.
I have a question, Chairman.
Mr. Randolph?
Can you explain to us what the property taxes is for?
I pay property taxes on properties that the tribe buys that are not yet put in trust.
Quite a few of them.
Yes. And I'm only supposed to be paying property taxes on the properties that I have complete packages on. That doesn't always happen, but I just get random tax statements throughout the year, so.
You gotta have money.
Thank you.
Mr. Beaver.
She's talking about the property taxes. Do you know what the dollar amount is?
This year, in previous years, that has been taken out of a whole separate budget. This year, it was all encompassed in one big budget. It was over $300,000.
What was it in the previous years?
Around $200,000. That was not including Riverwall.
Not including Riverwall. So
$300,000
is
including Riverwall. Is that right? Yes. I did not pay Riverwalk this year. Because I did not budget for Riverwalk in any way, shape, or form. Because that was a lot of money.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're going to move on. If there's no more questions, we'll do a roll call vote. We got another meeting after this meeting. Roll call vote.
Mr. Jack?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Deere?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 in favor, 0 against.
4 in favor, 0 against. That passes out our committee before to the full council.
Thank you.
Thank you. NCA 15-162, Alam Skogee Cree Nation, authorizing a donation to the Eufaula Indian Club. Sponsor Mr. Adam Jones. Not present tonight. Has anyone offered to co-sponsor this? Mr. Proctor, you co-sponsor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we need a motion.
Motion for a due pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mr. Proctor, co-sponsor. Do we have a second? Connie once again for a second.
Second.
Second by Mr. Randolph. Discussion?
I think we're kind of in the same boat with this funding sort of, you know, funding. We basically don't have it, I guess. I'd like to post, I'll postpone this. Well, let's see. There's a timetable on this, isn't it?
Labor Day weekend.
It's just over though. I just, we can vote.
Okay. Discussion? Any more discussion on this bill? We'll do a roll call vote.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Joyce Steer?
No.
Mitch Jack?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I have one in favor, three against.
Three opposed, one for. That motion fails. Moving down to other business, I believe we do have some other business to attend. We have three bills. Do I need to read them before we vote? Okay. We have 15-32, 15-34, and 15-172. Does the committee want to address these bills tonight?
Chairman, I make a motion that 15-132, 15-134, or 15-172 be added to the agenda.
Motion has been made by Mr. Randolph that all three be added to the agenda.
Second.
Second by Mr. Jack. Roll call vote, please.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have four in favor, zero against.
Four in favor, zero against. We will address all three bills. First one on the agenda is TR-15-132, the tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a gas line extension agreement with Oklahoma Natural Gas Company for the purpose of providing service to the Okemah Hospital.
Make a motion for a due pass.
Motion by Mr. Jack for a due pass. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Proctor. Discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to bring it. Senator Smith.
Mr. Smith, would you come forward, please?
Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Yes, what this is we went through the process in selecting the company that's going to provide this utility for the hospital. And before we're able to get to move forward, we need to have an agreement in place, and that's why the agreement's here today.
So this is just for a gas line to supply the hospital?
Yes, okay. Yes, for the hospital. And okay. Before they can move forward with installing in regards to our policies, we've got to have an agreement in place first. And that's
any questions for Mr. Smith by the committee? Comments? Do a roll call vote, please.
Mitch Jack?
Yes.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Joyce Steer?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have four in favor, zero against.
That vote, four, zero against. That motion is approved. I need a drink of water. Moving on, we have TR-15-134, the tribal resolution of the Muscogee Creek Nation authorizing the principal chief to execute a standard form of agreement between owner and architect for the restoration of the Muscogee Creek Nation Council House and the renovation of the Muscogee Creek Nation Cultural Center and Archives Building. Do we have a motion?
Motion to pass.
Motion for a due pass by Mr. Randolph.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Deere. Discussion? Mr. Giles?
Well, thank you again. I've Mr. Asbell from our office here. And
you can come forward too, they'd like.
Mr. Dillinger. Be right.
Okay.
He's comfortable. Okay, so as we have been pretty apt to update you all on the progress with the restoration of the Council House and now the newly acquired Sharps Building, we're pretty much ready to start moving forward here. So I want to say hello again to Mr. Randolph and the committee here for seeing this here and presenting it tonight. This really is, I guess, an update and discussion to see how best we move forward. I believe we've done our due diligence to get us to this point here. So now on this kind of next step is kind of to really kind of hash this out here. And I know there's some legalese. I was talking with Kevin before on how we're going to get this moving forward here. But I guess this first TR is really to accept an amendment to the resolution that was already passed back in September, I believe, which hired our architect, Sussler Schaefer, based out of Tulsa in Iowa, to actually do the council house restoration project. We had anticipated doing a visitor center attached to the council house, pretty much an obligatory type of setup, and it come to fruition, obviously, that we were able to close out with the Sharps building last month. So Chief had signed off on that, and at the end of the month, we went and posted up and let everybody know that we actually got the last signature from Mr. Utley, who owned the building. So I believe Chris has keys in his pocket right now, so that building is ours. So we're looking to move forward with this whole visitor center type of standard that exists outside of Indian Country, or outside of Muscogee Nation in Indian Country, and bring that here to Creek Nation as well. So that's where we are right now. So any questions that we need to be resolved here, obviously that's why we're here. Go ahead.
Question for Mr. Giles. Mr. Randolph?
Mr. Giles and I spoke earlier today, and he understands that we're in this financial traffic jam. And so we're just trying to think about, and we brought it forth to the committee, how we're going to move forward. I don't see us postponing it for a month. I don't know if that would do any good. You know, I'm kind of asking the committee what you think.
Anybody want to respond to Mr. Randolph's question on the financial portion of this endeavor?
And with this one, this bill that we're looking at right here, this is saying, just like the agreement with them, you're to engage the architects. Is that correct?
Right. So we are, again, right at the precipice, if you will. What we're looking at, I guess, I might be jumping ahead, getting into the 15172. The total cost for the restoration of both the council house and then the renovation of the Sharps building to create a true visitor center, art gallery, and storage space for our artifacts will be at a price tag of an estimated $3 million. That went up. That's an estimate. Realistically, I think another number that was done was between 2.5 and 2.7. That's to get everything done. That's architectural services to construction. So what we're looking at to do here now is, with the log jam, of course, we're not anticipating getting $3 million today, or $3.2 million today. Obviously, there's health services, there's other department needs, there's all these sort of things. And of course, we consider this mental health for our really educating our history and presenting our culture, not only to our citizens, but to the world, and have a place where people can discuss and meet these things here. But what we are really looking forward to doing is get the ball rolling. And this has been about a year in the works here process. We've done archaeological work, we've done wood sampling, we've done a lot of really good work at the council house, getting up to the speed here to where we're ready to actually get the architectural firm to actually provide us now with the renditions like we're seeing with the Margaritaville there. So they actually get the schematics out to us. We've already paid them $225,000 for the council house renditions. Now we need the other half, the $225,000, to get the visitor center rendition. So the way we're looking at is, if we can get the remaining $225,000, which is available, by the way, I did talk to Patricia before. She said that is available in the capital improvement. Is that what it was? Capital improvement, that is there. Of course, when I mentioned the $3 million, she said, no way, I'm not going to get close to that. But what we need essentially is this extra half, the last remaining for the architectural services, so they can get the ball rolling to actually get the schematics and designs. So while that's going, then of course, we're out there looking at other grants, looking at other funding. There's an issue with that there too that's happened recently, but...
Have you received any grants?
One grant that we've got that does not, we've got an ILMS grant, but that was more for our collections management. So we're utilizing that right now. We were looking at the ICDBG grant, but that was told that was being taken away essentially from our option to develop a youth agricultural center for Creek Nation through the Department of Interior. That was an $800,000 grant, which we were basically directed we're not able to apply for that. So there's that thing, but there are many other grants. We're working with Jerry Wilson too, through US. I don't know, there's definitely grants out there that we can get, let alone other funding resources there to go at for the actual construction there.
Who does your grant writing?
Chris Asbell. We also have Veronica Pipeson, who's been there. He's one for one. And that IMLS grant that we got was a very competitive national grant. Wasn't a huge grant, but I mean, there was a lot of people vying for that because that gets into our collections and we want it. So obviously one for one and getting at that right there, we're very comfortable. Chris has got a huge brain on him, and you know, he knows how to get things done that way. And he actually types and sits down and types. It gets, you know, really well put and well said and really thought out.
So with your revolving account, are you able to take donations, or are you set up for that?
Yes, you all. With the actually, when you guys made the amendment for that revolving account for us to use to purchase real property, another amendment to that was to actually open that revolving account so we can receive funding, donations, anything like that there, which we hadn't had in place before. So now we are able to do that, but. You know, for us to go out and start raising money, and of course applying for grants is one thing. We have to show that we are essentially, we are, as we've been stating here, we're ready to roll. We just need, again, down to the Toknoma aspect to this all there too. But we're a ready project where we've got the properties in our possession. Now they just need to be renovated and restored. And if we can get the architects with this last push to actually do the renditions, that provides us a lot more opportunity, a lot more advantage to go out and say, hey, we're already rolling. This is what it will be, and come and be a part of it for sure. And of course, with that other grants, the one grant that we weren't allowed to apply for, told that we are don't have the option to apply for, it was a $800,000 grant, and we had to match that. Well, we've already done that with this whole process here, because the construction and everything else would have been at $3 million, so that match would have been there. But we'll have to wait for that when it comes out again. But there, again, there's other grants that we're going to be pursuing here real quick. So Kevin, I'm describing that right as far as what we're looking to do, as far as piecemeal this out, if you will, essentially just get the one aspect again for the architects to get their actual pens working so they can draw it out. Then we come back for the remaining 3,000. By that time, hopefully, we've received some grants or we're already applying for other grants, and then maybe that even rolls into the next fiscal year too.
Any more questions?
I would just say for myself, I mean, this is just bad timing, and the money situation, you really have to prioritize, you know, and people's health and contract health services, that just has to be our priority. And right now, I just don't feel comfortable voting on any kind of big allocations of money because we're already in a bind, you know. And it's not to say that I don't support the council house or any of your endeavors or, you know, any of that. We just came to a place to where we're finding, you know, Creek Nation does not have an unending supply of money. That's kind of what we're dealing with.
To be clear again, excuse me, sorry. To be clear again, we're not asking for what the contract is asking right now is for the remaining $3.2 million. We're asking for 15% of that, which gives us $225,000 to get the
architects working. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Right, and then again, from Patricia saying that was available in the fund there.
To the council members in the audience, I'm going to let the committee ask, and I'll get to you. I think Joyce had it.
Yeah, you had said last month that you were vying for another grant. Is that the one you said you can't get now?
Yes, that was given to the Department of Interior for our Youth Agricultural Center that they're going to develop.
Thank you.
Mr. Proctor, Mr. Proctor, Mr. Hill.
No, it was almost the same question as Joyce. Who, you're saying the grant y'all was going to apply for, you just told you to apply for?
Say that again, sir?
The grant that she had mentioned.
The U.S., what was it?
ICBDG
grant.
The one that told you couldn't apply for it, or?
No, through our Department of Interior was the one that said that they are the one taking that grant and applying for it. Again, that $800,000 grant, we were counting on to supplement a lot of this funding for construction fees, but we were told otherwise that money was not available for us to apply for, because again, repeating myself, they're looking to build a youth agricultural center somewhere.
Hello, you have?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the youth, so is that even, do they have a place designated, or is that in the...
That whole project is a brand new, it was out of left field, it wasn't an agricultural center until we started saying, well, we have a center ready to go, and then they changed it from an agricultural center to a youth agricultural center. I haven't been able to get any insight to what that project is, I haven't heard anything about it, I haven't seen any schematics, I haven't seen any contracts, I haven't seen any placement of location, I haven't seen any business details, anything that's going to go in there other than just a youth agricultural center somewhere.
Who determines that?
Department of Interior, so I'm assuming that's the cabinet member there, which is...
When you said Department of Interior, he's a Creek Nation Secretary.
Creek Nation Department of Interior, yes.
Not the United States Department.
Not the United States Department of Interior, no. So under their direction, we weren't allowed to apply for that grant because they were going to use it for a youth agricultural center.
That's
Jeff Fife, is it?
Yeah, I think so, the college was also vying for some funds, and it was between us, the college, and then the Ag Center, and they chose the Ag Center, basically.
Hello, yeah. Ms. Barnett?
So, can we get $3 million from the city of Okmulgee? Is there a money back for buying the council house?
I think the federal government should have bought it back for us. Otherwise, they're going to sell it.
We should pay for it to begin with.
Any questions by the committee? We'll move on.
Mr.
Jennings?
Thank you. I feel like you have the money in place to do the council house, right? That $225 has already been for the council house. You want another $225 for the Sharks building, which you paid $89,000 for. And now it's going to be basically tore completely down and rebuilt for...
Renovation means that we're renovating the building. The building's not being torn down. It's being renovated. Basically, we're gutting the inside. The facades stay the same, two levels. It's just updating the whole bones and interior in there.
But it's still $1 million to do that.
Yes, sir.
So I can't see spending money there. We already have money allocated for the council house. And we have the health system needing $4.5 million. I just couldn't get it. Thank you.
To respond to that real quickly, the council house, as it was set up, as everyone has known for the past 50 plus years, was actually a place where people came and visited an office space run by a museum association, a third party museum association, nonprofit, not affiliated with Creek Nation other than the name and the place that they were living in. And also a restroom and a place for people to actually come and actually do research and buy gifts at a gift shop. Well, what we're doing with the council house is we are taking that out and restoring it to as it was in 1878 and used in its prime days up until 1890 or so. To facilitate the actual historic authenticity means that you take out the office space, you take out the chogeji there, and you bring it back to how it was. And that happens at a thousand times over at a million other historic sites. Again, we always reference Monticello. When you go to Thomas Jefferson's house, you're walking into Thomas Jefferson's house as it was in the early 1800s. When you go to Mount Vernon, George Washington's house, you're walking back to Mount Vernon as it was back in the 1700s. Attached to those sites where they have restored everything else, they have a visitor center where you welcome the visitors, and you have the obligatory reception desk, information about Creek Nation, tribal government, tourism, information about the city of Okmulgee, the state of Oklahoma. Then you have the obligatory restroom to visit people. You have a water fountain. And of course, to add to that, we're adding a gift shop and an art gallery. But most importantly, a space for our artifacts, which we have about 7,000 pieces that have no home right now sitting up at the Jenks Riverwalk. And that place is going to be renovated, of course, as we've been told. We've been asked numerous times that we have to get out. And I said, great, we will move if we have a place to move to, but I can't move Gorgeous from 1540 in Civil War weaponry to just a self-storage unit.
One comment. We're going to have to move on.
Okay.
Why are you asking to be moving out? There ain't nobody there. I mean, you can move into other business buildings there. There's plenty of room.
A realty place, a place of business where you're going to go eventually in and buy material and that sort of thing, that's not a collections or housing facility place. Again, we have to deal with pest management, humidity control, environment control, security. We have a world-renowned art collection between all the art that's sitting in there right now in boxes still. It has not been unpacked. Only maybe a third of it has been unpacked since we saved it from auction back almost 2 years ago now.
We are going to have to move on, though. We got another meeting, so... I want to call for a roll call vote on 15-34.
134.
I apologize, 134.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Joyce Deere?
No.
Mitch Jack?
No.
Darryl Proctor?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I have 0 in favor and 4 against.
0 in favor, 4 against. That motion fails. One last item on the agenda, 15-172.
Motion to pass.
Okay, I'm going to read the title real quick. A law of the Skunk Creek Nation authorizing appropriation to fund expenses related to design services to the restoration of the Muskogee Creek Nation Council House and the renovation of the Muskogee Creek Nation Culture Center and Archives Building. Motion for a due pass by Mr. Randolph. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Proctor. Discussion?
No.
Sir? No discussion? No discussion. Do a roll call vote.
Mark Randolph?
No.
Joyce Deere?
No.
Mitch Jack?
No.
Darrell Proctor?
No.
Mr. Chairman, I have 4 against and 0 in favor.
4 opposed. 0 4. That motion fails. Down to order of business. I mean, announcements. Does the committee anyone have any announcements? No announcements. Down to benediction for adjournment. Mr. Randolph, would you serve the benediction and serve our adjournment, please?
Lord, we're thankful for another day, for your many blessings, Lord, and we just thank you for your guidance and direction. Place all our petitions in your hands, Lord. Lord, trust in you as our great leader, Lord. Pray a cleansing of the great Muskogee Creek Nation. Just say all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Made the journey. I ain't cheering the next one.
Mm-hmm. Right there.